Chapter 6. It was exactly 400 days since the day we had begun construction. I was sitting at my desk, not checking out Hillebo's new duty roster. The cat was on my lap, purring loudly, even though I refused to pet it. Charlie was stretched out in a chair, reading something on the viewer. The phone buzzed, and it was the Commodore. "They're here." "What?" "I said they're here. A Torran ship just exited the Collapsar field. Velocity 0.80C, deceleration 30 Gs, give or take." Charlie was leaning over my desk. "What?" I dumped the cat. "How long before you can pursue?" I asked. "Soon as you get off the phone." I switched off and went over to the logistic computer, which was a twin to the one on Masaryk 2 and had a direct data link to it. While I tried to get numbers out of the thing, Charlie fiddled with the visual display. The display was a hologram about a meter square by half a meter thick and was programmed to show the positions of Sada 138, our planet, and a few other chunks of rock in the system. There were green and red dots to show the positions of our vessels and the Torrens. The computer said that the minimum time it could take the Torrens to decelerate and get back to this planet would be a little over 11 days. Of course, that would be straight maximum acceleration and deceleration all the way. We could pick them off like flies on a wall. So, like us, they'd mix up their direction of flight and degree of acceleration in a random way. Based on several hundred past records of enemy behavior, the computer was able to give us a probability table. The median was 28.9554 days to contact. Probability, 0.500000. Unless, of course, Antipol and her gang of merry pirates managed to make a kill. The chances of that, I had learned in the can, were slightly less than 50-50. But whether it took 28.9554 days or 2 weeks, those of us on the ground had to just sit on our hands and watch. If Antipol was successful, then we wouldn't have to fight until the regular garrison troops replaced us here and we moved on to the next Collapsar. "Haven't left yet." Charlie had the display cranked down to minimum scale. The planet was a white ball the size of a large melon, and Masaryk 2 was a green dot off to the right, some 8 melons away. You couldn't get both on the screen at the same time.